The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from nc.waypointadventure.org. Hurricane Helene, October 10th, message. Dear Waypoint Adventure community, as recovery efforts continue in North Carolina, Waypoint has been actively involved in supporting individuals with disabilities. Earlier this week, a team led by Waypoint's Executive Director, Dan Minnich, M-I-N-N-I-C-H, drove an all-wheel drive, wheelchair-accessible van generously funded by the Dogwood Health Trust, ensuring that even the most remote and challenging terrains were accessible. While North Carolina's programming remains paused, we have focused our efforts on providing critical support to people with disabilities. While many people are still lacking essential services, we've been distributing non-potable water to social service agencies, assisting with home cleanup for individuals with disabilities, and serving as a communication conduit to connect people with necessary resources. With the recent landfall of Hurricane Milton, we urge local leaders and organizations to prioritize the needs of individuals with disabilities during relief efforts. We appreciate the community's support for those affected by those natural disasters. This work underscores Waypoint's ongoing commitment to providing adaptability and holistic care in times of crisis. Waypoint Adventures MA's programming continues as usual, offering a variety of events and opportunities for participants in New England. We will continue to provide updates on our website regarding resources and happenings in both Massachusetts and North Carolina. If you would like to make a donation to support our efforts in North Carolina, please click the button below and select Waypoint Adventure, North Carolina. Thank you for your unwavering support and commitment to Waypoint Adventure. Signed, Adam Coombs, C-O-M-B-S, and Dan Minnich, co-founders of Waypoint Adventure. Our next event, Free What's Possible, Waypoint Fundraising Party, November 14, 2024, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Mule, 131 Sweeten Creek Road, Asheville, North Carolina. Free What's Possible, Fall Fundraising Party. Waypoint Adventure empowers people with disabilities through adaptive adventures like kayaking, hiking, and rock climbing. These experiences build confidence, leadership skills, and a sense of community. Your gift of any amount will support these life-changing adventures and promote your brand through event marketing, social media, printed materials, and press. Join us in making a lasting impact today. There's a hot link to donate now. Disability Rights NC has a list of resources for Hurricane Helene disaster recovery. Disaster recovery resources, the Disability and Disaster Hotline. If you are impacted by Hurricane Helene and need help, call or text the Disability and Disaster Hotline at 800-626-4959 or email hotline@disasterstrategies.org. For true life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Important note, local 911 operators are overwhelmed with calls in Western North Carolina. Call local 911 only in life-threatening situations. Apply for FEMA assistance for homeowners and renters. FEMA 1-800-621-3362. TTY number 1-800-462-7585. The home page is at disasterassistance.gov. NCDPS website with information on shelters, cleanup efforts, power outage updates, and more under Hurricane Helene, NCDPS. There's a hot link for that. Find open Red Cross shelters in addition to shelters listed on DPS website. Disaster shelters, find shelters, American Red Cross. Note, if your shelter is inaccessible, notify the shelter's administrator and the local EMS director. Also notify DRNC 919-856-2195 or email communications at disabilityrightsnc.org. Salvation Army, hope is on the way. The Salvation Army of the Carolinas two-state response to impacts from Helene, salvationarmyusa.org. Ready NC road conditions, power outages, shelter information, and more. Ready NC. Plan, prepare, stay informed. NC Emergency Management. If you call NC 211, 1-888-892-1162, to report a missing person or request a welfare check, press 1 once you are connected to reach an operator. Have all information available, name, location, health conditions, etc., to complete the request. Call volumes are high, but operators are processing requests as quickly as possible. Also, if you have connected with someone who is listed as missing, please call NC 211 to report you found them. Be Loved Asheville is an incredible organization helping folks locally. Keep up with their current efforts, including food and water distribution online. Be Loved Asheville, Instagram photos and videos, homepage https://www.facebook.com/BeLovedAsheville/. The Department of Adult Correction is responding to the effects of Hurricane Helene and working to keep staff and offenders safe. View agency status at Hurricane Helene NCDAC. Apply for disaster unemployment assistance. www.des.nc.gov. The deadline to apply is December 2, 2024. Crisis Cleanup. Call 844-965-1386 to be connected with volunteer organizations who can assist with issues like trees, debris, tarps, and mucking out. Note, Crisis Cleanup cannot assist with social services such as food, clothing, shelter, insurance, or FEMA registration. Power outages. You can track power outages at https://www.readync.gov/stay-informed/power-outages. NC Centers for Independent Living. Centers, NC Statewide Independent Living Council, nc-silc.org. Disaster and Human Trafficking Resources. Human Trafficking Awareness Resource Library, North Carolina Judicial Branch, nccourts.gov. Accessibility and Shelters. Here is a checklist for those in or running shelters for accessibility. https://www.ncdps.gov/documents/files/shelter-worker-accessibility-checklist/download. DIY Guides for Cleanup. DIY Cleanup Mutual Aid Disaster Relief. Recovery Resource Database, NC Housing Coalition, created a centralized and collaborative database with information about assistance and resources for WNC. DEF Hurricane Information Group Hot Link. Combating Disinformation, NCDPS Helene Fact vs. Rumor, FEMA Rumor Response. Those are hot links as well. Communication Assistance, Communication Tool. You can use this one-page document to help someone communicate with you or to communicate with someone. https://ncdd.org/images/blog/2020/english_emergency_communication_tool.pdf. Show Me Communication Tool Booklet. This communication booklet can help with communications. https://www.nccdd.org/images/articles/forms-docs-brochures/2016/showmebook_2015b.pdf. Food Resources. Replacement benefits available for food and nutrition services recipients impacted by Hurricane Helene. Replacement benefits available for food and nutrition at NCDHHS. Food Bank. Find help. Second Harvest Food Bank of Northwest NC, United States, secondharvestnwnc.org, and Las Latino NC, ENLACE Latino NC, 4 distribution areas for food and water in Buncombe. Mutual Aid Disaster Relief, Marshall, North Carolina. Mutual Aid Hub, food, medical supplies, and more as available. Health, NC Medicaid has published a provider bulletin, Hurricane Helene Policy Flexibilities to Support Providers and Members, date October 11, 2024, updating flexibilities implemented by NC Medicaid due to Hurricane Helene public health emergency. The flexibilities in this bulletin are effective from September 26, 2024 through December 31, 2024, unless otherwise communicated by DHHS. Additional updates will be provided as becoming available. Via Health Hurricane Helene Recovery. Hurricane Helene Recovery via Health. Partners Health Hurricane Helene Resources. Link Hurricane Helene-Partners Health Management, parentheses, partnersbhm.org. Find the nearest EPAP pharmacy with this easy-to-use locator. EPAP Enrolled Pharmacies, hhs.gov. Mental health resources, including Spanish-speaking therapists for survivors of Helene. Mental health pro bono referrals for WNC survivors, Google Drive. Someone to talk to. If you are in a personal crisis and need someone to talk with, you can call the crisis line at 988. If you are not in an immediate crisis but need someone to talk with, you can call the North Carolina Warm Line, 1-855-733-7762. LME/MCOs. LME/MCOs are the key connection for most mental health and developmental disability services. You can find your LME/MCO at https://www.ncdhhs.gov/providers/LME-MCO-directory. Operating pharmacies in counties affected by Hurricane Helene. Emergency Operating Pharmacies Helene, ncbop.org. Order your 4 free at-home COVID-19 tests, ASPR COVID-19 testing. North Carolina Reproductive Care Disaster Relief, North Carolina Reproductive Care Disaster Relief Hotlink. Legal, Pisgah Legal Services, applying for FEMA assistance after Tropical Storm Helene. Hotlink FEMA, Pisgah, that's P-I-S-G-A-H, Legal Services. Legal Aid of North Carolina can help immediately after the storm. Tropical Storm Helene Disaster Assistance, Legal Aid of North Carolina at LegalAidNC.org. North Carolina's price gouging phone line is open. That's under NCDO. The State Bar is compiling a list of legal resources for those in need of legal assistance in the wake of Tropical Storm Helene. Statewide Disaster Relief Legal Resources, North Carolina State Bar, ncbar.gov. NC Justice Center, do you know your rights in case of a natural disaster? Read helpful information about tenants' rights and responsibilities. Resources for Natural Disasters, North Carolina Justice Center, ncjustice.org. Updates from Legal Aid NC. A message about Hurricane Helene, constantcontact.com. Notice from Office of Public Affairs, Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission, and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. There's a hot link for all of that. Financial Protection Bureau warned customers about potential scams and price gouging in the wake of hurricanes and other natural disasters, posted by United States Department of Justice. Utilities. Duke Energy Power Outage Map. Water Boil Advisories. Other resource guides. Help in a Hurry. Quick Guide to Finding Essentials and Navigating Asheville After Helene. Asheville Guide to Finding Food, Water, Shelter, and Wi-Fi. After Helene, citizen-times.com. New Disabled South Resource Guide, NDS Resource Guide, /GUIA-DE-RECURSOS, Google Docs. Appalachian Hurricane Helene Resources, Google Doc including donations, how to get help, information on surrounding states, and more. Appalachian Hurricane Helene Relief Resources, Google Sheets. Hurricane Helene Disaster Recovery Resources, Reddit Community, dedicated to Helene Recovery Resources. Hurricane Helene Disaster Recovery Resources, /Asheville. WNC Helene Resource Guide, Google Docs. This guide should not be used in place of reaching out to your local emergency services. WNC Recovery Resource Database, https://tinyurl.com/NCHC4WNC. Crowdsourced Asheville Flood Relief Resources for Helene. Crowdsourced flood relief resources in Asheville updated constantly by community members and resource providers in the aftermath of Helene. Hotlink Crowdsourced Asheville Flood Relief Resources for Helene. From NBCNews.com, American Airlines fined $50 million for violating disability laws. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the airline provided unsafe and undignified physical assistance to passengers that at times resulted in injuries. Dateline, October 23rd. The U.S. Transportation Department announced a $50 million fine Wednesday against American Airlines over allegations it mistreated passengers with disabilities, which the department said in some cases caused injuries. The fine is 25 times larger than any other by the department for disability-related violations, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said on a conference call with reporters. The airline, from 2019 to 2023, quote, provided unsafe and undignified physical assistance to passengers on a number of occasions that at times resulted in injuries, end quote, Buttigieg said. They repeatedly failed to provide prompt wheelchair assistance, and they damaged thousands of passengers' wheelchairs, which left passengers without the device they need to live their life fully, he said. American Airlines said in a statement Wednesday that it had reached a settlement with the Transportation Department and that it has been making efforts to improve its performance with passengers who need wheelchairs or other mobility devices. It said its mishandled wheelchair and scooter rate has decreased by 20% since 2022. It also said it invested more than $175 million in services, infrastructure, training, and new technology to improve service. American has a long-standing commitment to serving passengers with disabilities, it said. Julie Rath, the airline's senior vice president of airport operations, reservations, and service recovery, said in a statement, "This year, American invested over $175 million in service infrastructure and training to improve the travel experience for customers traveling with wheelchairs or other mobility devices." The company said its efforts to safely transport wheelchairs and mobility devices include the delivery of powered wheelchair movers to all of its hubs and Tier 1 airports, which allow employees to more easily transport the equipment. It also said it has installed powered wheelchair lifts to load wheelchairs onto planes at more than 20 of its stations, launched automated tags for mobility devices that feature information about customers and specific devices, and enhanced training for employees in how to properly handle devices and communicate with customers with disabilities. American Airlines may not be alone in violations of laws that protect travelers with disabilities. Buttigieg said there are investigations into other airlines, although he said that American Airlines appear to be one of the worst offenders. "The problems that we have uncovered in our investigation are not confined to one airline," Buttigieg said. "We have other active investigations into a number of U.S. airlines for similar violations." A Transportation Department official said that in the years the agency looked at, 2019 to 2023, American Airlines had the second highest mishandling rate, and that it had the second highest number of reported mishandlings each year. American said last year that it transported more than 146,000 wheelchairs and other mobility devices. American had the third largest domestic market share over from August 2023 to July, 17.4%, but it, Delta, and Southwest all hovered at around that level, according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. The airline reported this year that it and its partners operated nearly 2 million flights last year. Posted on the Governor Moorhead School Facebook page, "A new planet orbits at GMS." Thanks to the good people at Excel Fitness, also known as Planet Fitness, GMS has a brand new workout room. "We'd like to thank Mr. Jay Chambers, Mr. Brad Lonas, Mr. Matt Medlin, and Mr. Riley Peters, along with their other teammates, including one four-legged mascot, who came to campus, painted the room with new colors, and installed our new equipment. So lace up those sneakers, throw on your favorite activewear, and get that workout playlist ready to get you through your workout feeling more pumped than ever." There are 5 photographs of the new workout room, including treadmills, dumbbells, and other exercise equipment. From VisionMonday.com, Be My Eyes announces collaboration with Microsoft to make AI models more inclusive for individuals who are blind or have low vision. Dateline, October 21. San Francisco. Be My Eyes, the company that connects people who are blind or have low vision with sighted volunteers and companies through live video and AI, has announced that it is working with Microsoft to make AI models more inclusive for the more than 340 million people around the world who are blind or have low vision. By incorporating accessibility data, AI can better serve diverse user needs, making technology more usable and beneficial for everyone. This collaboration with Microsoft is the first of its kind for Be My Eyes, the company said. Publicly available data sets used to train AI models often lack accessibility context and can fail to reflect the lived experience of people who are blind or have low vision, according to the announcement. This disability data desert risks an AI prevalent future of inherent bias and inaccessibility that repeats the mistakes made during the evolution of the Internet, but with the potential impact of being even more significant. Earlier this year, Be My Eyes highlighted the concern that the blind and low vision community are being left out from the development of AI models. Today, disability is often underrepresented or incorrectly categorized in data sets used to train AI, the company said, which can limit the utility of the technology or even magnify bias. Be My Eyes announced in July their intention to provide video data to organizations to train their AI models in a more inclusive way. Be My Eyes will provide video data collected through its platform to Microsoft for AI model training. No other data, such as images or responses from Be My AI, is being provided, the company stated. The video data sets represent the lived experience of the blind and low vision community and will be used to improve the accuracy and precision of scene understanding and descriptions, with the goal of increasing the utility of AI for the blind and low vision community. Be My Eyes said it will remove all user account and personal identifiable information, PII, from video metadata. There are also strict provisions in place that prohibit video data being used for marketing or any other non-training purposes. We're excited to work with Microsoft to make AI models more inclusive, said Mike Buckley, CEO of Be My Eyes. As AI models continue to evolve, they are ingesting huge amounts of data at a breakneck speed, but some of that data can reflect bias, ableism, and a lack of inclusion, creating the potential for an inaccessible AI future. That's simply unacceptable, and our mission demands that we attack the problem. Be My Eyes and our user community are in a unique position to do something about this, and with a thoughtful collaborator like Microsoft, we have a chance to create scalable solutions. Microsoft said it is working to build AI models specifically designed to take in accessibility into account and has been working to address the disability data desert for several years. By working with a global ecosystem of people with disabilities, partners, and customers, the company is committed to increasing awareness and use of accessible technology, expanding skilling and hiring opportunities, and advocating for policies that advance accessibility as a fundamental right in order to make the world more accessible for the 1 billion people who experience some form of disability worldwide. Having disability-centric training data for AI models is key, Microsoft said. We live in a world that isn't designed for disabled people, and this is reflected in the data sets used to train AI systems. Our collaboration with Be My Eyes helps us close the data gap and make AI more inclusive, said Jenny Le Fleury, F-L-U-R-R-I-E, Chief Accessibility Officer at Microsoft. Accessibility isn't just our commitment at Microsoft, it's part of our company culture. From creating innovative and inclusive technology solutions, to adapting our hiring practices, to working with companies like Be My Eyes, to raise the bar for how technology can make the future more accessible and inclusive. To learn more about Be My Eyes' data privacy policy and its announcement to make video data available to train more inclusive AI models, click on the hot link. Script Talk is back in the news at envisionamerica.com, envisionamerica.com. Talking Labels. If you or a loved one has trouble reading prescription medication labels, then ScriptTalk is the solution for you. This is a free, easy-to-use service available at thousands of pharmacies throughout the United States and Canada that will read all your medication information out loud. In the United States alone, the Food and Drug Administration estimates that about 1.3 million people are injured by medication errors each year. For those who can't see to read their medication labels, talking prescription labels can be crucial to ensuring medication safety and adherence. No ScriptTalk users reported experiencing a medication error related to mixing up medications or taking the wrong medication or dosage since using ScriptTalk. How it works. A pharmacist programs a small electronic label with all your prescription information, including drug name, dosage, instructions, warnings, pharmacy information, doctor name, prescription number, date, and more. The tag relies on RFID and text-to-speech technology. The pharmacist places the tag on your prescription medication, and you can use a free mobile ScriptTalk app to hear all the information read out loud. Simply download the app from the App Store or Google Play, click the scan button, and hold the bottle up to either the front of the screen, iPhones, or back of the phone case near the camera, Androids. Click here to see how the app works. Obviously a hot link. Alternatively, the patient can use a ScriptTalk station, which is about the size of an old portable CD player, or the phone message machine. Simply place the pill bottle on the machine and press the read button. The two triangle buttons on either side of the oval read button can be used to jump forward or back through the prescription information. There is a small wheel on the right side of the machine, which can be moved to turn the machine on and turn up the volume. Click here to learn how the ScriptTalk station works. There are images of the machine and a few prescription bottles with RFID labels on them. Key features. Pharmacist stores all your information on a small electronic tag that fits on any size or shape medication container. Free mobile app or free ScriptTalk station reads all your prescription label information out loud. Medications spoken in one of 25 available languages. To get started, call Envision America at 1-800-890-1180. Almost all study participants, 98%, reported feeling safer taking their medications since using ScriptTalk. Audible labels translated for you. By using the mobile app or a ScriptTalk station reader, you'll be able to hear your vital prescription information read out loud in 25 languages. You can set up the ScriptTalk mobile app to use your preferred language, or Envision America can ship a ScriptTalk station reader straight to you, programmed in the language of your choice. Information translated includes drug name, dosage and instructions, warnings, pharmacy information, doctor name, prescription number, and date. Available languages: Amharic, Arabic, Bengali, Simplified Chinese, Traditional Chinese, Farsi, French, German, Greek, Haitian Creole, Hindi, Italian, Korean, Myanmar, Burmese, Nepali, Pashto, Polish, Portuguese, Brazilian, Romanian, Russian, Somali, Spanish, Swahili, Tagalog, Vietnamese. I ran out of time for this week's Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call 919-832-5138.